Hello guys. This morning we are so happy to have Miss Terry with us, and she's going to be sharing with us. And our topic for today will be redefining your vision and people to purpose. And she's here with us. She's gonna share a lot and help we will all learn. And then also like think like if the video, like if you get to learn more of this video, kindly share it with others, because it's going to be so nice of you, like so kind of you to share it with others. It's part of compassion. Last time I was talking about compassion, I was like, one way is for us to always share, you know. So like if you get to learn something new from today's video, kindly share it with others. And so Miss Terry, will you please share with us more what you do? I know you do a lot. Will you kindly share with the audience what you really do and what motivated you to do that?
Oh, great. Well, good morning, everybody. No matter where you're at, I'm pretty sure it's kind of early. So I do have a lot of hats. But first, I like to tell people about, I started my whole process pivoting to my purpose by helping others find their true purpose. I'm the co-creator of Extreme Hip Hop with Feel, which is a global fitness company that has over 4,000 instructors all around the globe. We're in four continents. And I think we're up to about 23 countries right now. So it is a fitness phenomenal that it really is about helping people enjoy fitness again. So that's how this journey of mine of pivoting to my purpose actually started. And that is with being the COO of Extreme and starting the certification program.
Wow, that's really great. I'm sure you're impacting so many people, over 1,000 of you. So that's really very great of you. And since we are topic of today is defining your vision, so I have a question here. I want to say that, what does it mean to redefine your vision, and why is it important for personal growth and fulfillment?
Absolutely. Vision is what I like to call the foundation. If you do not understand your vision, then how can you get to where you're going to be, right? So you have to first understand your purpose, right, and have a vision for how that purpose wants to be. So I like to tell people that you cannot go full throttle. You kind of have to separate and think about each portion of your life that's important to you and have a vision for that. So for example, here lately, I really want to, I'm 46. I know I don't look like it, but I'm 46.
Yeah.
And I want to live a life. I don't want to, you know, have to use a cane. So I have a vision for what I want my older years to look like, right? So right now I have to come up with a plan that's going to help me push that vision forward. So the vision is pivotal in order to really be able to implement the plan and to have success. So vision is the foundation if you truly want to thrive in your purpose.
Yeah, that's very true. Like, it's very important for us to have a vision, for us to even start something, because it will keep us moving. Like you said, the pivot, you know, it keeps us moving when we have a vision. And also, it's very important for us, the young people, like to have a vision and to stick to our vision. We'll always be successful. And the other question is, can you share a personal experience or example of how redefining your vision led to positive changes in your life?
Absolutely. So defining, so I would talk about Purpose Chasing Academy when I first started this company. I really didn't have a vision. I just knew I wanted to help people. So that was like a broad goal, right? And so to say I'm going to help people is so, it just can be so overwhelming, because there's a lot of people. There's women, there's men, there's, you know, older people, there's younger. So just having that is too much. So I'm glad you asked the question about defining your vision. That's where the key is. So for my younger listeners, who the world is your oyster, you can do whatever you want to do. That's absolutely, absolutely the truth. You can do whatever you want to do, but make sure that you have a target market, that you take your vision and make it so that you know exactly who you are targeting, you know exactly what the goal is, and that way you can have you can do some milestones within that big goal, right? So with Purpose Chasing Academy, what I had to first do is figure out who my people was. Who do I actually want to target? Who do I actually want to help? So once I start to define my goal and putting some steps and some boundaries in place, it really helped my business to take off. So you really have to target, bring that goal down, right? Not limit yourself, but have different milestones for that huge goal. Take it down into bite-sizable pieces, is what I like to say. Make sure that you understand that you can get to that big goal, but make sure that you are taking it down to obtainable tasks that gets you to that huge goal to actually accomplish the vision. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Thank you so much. I think here the key you're talking about is us having a target. So as young people should have a specific target, and also like, okay, when we have that target, so we choose to only stick on that target, you know, so that like we can always accomplish our goals and our dreams. The other question is, how can young individuals identify their true purpose and align their actions with that purpose? Because here the targets we are targeting right now, the young people. So like, how can they identify their true purpose and align those actions? So how can they identify that target?
That's a great question. I wish someone had asked me this in my 20s. Yeah. because when you're young, you really can do whatever you want to do. You're at a time where things are exciting. So what I would say is do not allow society to tell you what you should be doing. Really go in and figure out what you're good at. And this is what I tell my clients even now, because I know this is hard to believe, but us older people, us seasoned people, a lot of them do not know what their true purpose is. They just become good at stuff, right? So don't just look at what's going to make me a lot of money. Don't just look at what's going to, what my mom and dad are telling me I should be doing. First step is to figure out what it is that you truly want to do. What is it that you love to do that brings you joy? And gets you excited about getting up in the morning, that it doesn't matter if it's Friday or Monday, you're excited about doing it. So think about those things and then talk to other people and ask them, you know, when you think about me, what do you think about? What would you come to me for advice about? What do I seem like the expert about? So kind of get feedback from other people. And then after you do those two things, after you think about what you truly want to do, what brings you joy and what brings you passion, and what other people are really saying you're good at, have two different, you know, columns and start circling and start check marking those things out, because a lot of times we don't see what we're brilliant at because it's natural for us. So an example, like my sister does hair really well, and she's just like, only thing you have to do is party here. And I'm like, it's not easy for me, okay? I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Her power. So asking other people, like, what do you think I'm good at? What do you find that I'm an expert on? Is a great way to kind of start narrowing in on what your true purpose, what your true superpower is. And don't allow the fact that you don't see a piece of the pie right now in society to make money. You just have to figure out how to package your purpose in order to make a profit. Everything that I believe that is our true gift, you're able to package it so that you can make money from it. So don't let that deter you that you don't see it right now in the field, because guess what? You can make it into something that can be profitable.
Thank you so much. So definitely is like, as the young people, we should have passion. We should do what we are passionate about. Then we should not so much focus on money. Money should not be the first thing. But it can be, you know, because we cannot live without money. But like, it can be in the future. But like, as we start, it shouldn't be the first target. And also, we should accept opinions from other people, because we really can't see everything about ourselves. But other people can always tell us and give us good feedback. And we can always learn from that, from opinions from other people. So thank you so much. I have another question. The other question was supposed to be the steps, but you've really like break it down in this question that you've just answered. So I'll just ask and say, what role does self-discovery play in the process of redefining your vision and finding your purpose?
Okay, so self-discovery is so important, and it's such a thing that you don't want to just do it one time, because we're ever changing, right? We have things that come that can change our viewpoints on stuff. So things that you thought you were really, passionate about may not be the same thing that you're passionate about in 5 years. So always reevaluate, always check in with self. Always reevaluate what I'm doing right now. Do I love it? Or it has to become a burden? Because if it becomes a burden to you, it's not that it's not your passion. You may just need to pivot, right? You may just need to not do it that way. So I like to tell people, I love basketball, right? I loved it. It's awesome. I played a little bit, but I'm only 5'3½". So the possibility of me being in the WNBA was slim to none, but I could still work in that field, right? I have to pivot my thinking. So when it comes to self-discovery, always check in with your mindset. Do not allow burnout or, hopelessness deter you from something that you truly love to do. Always check in with yourself. Always challenge yourself to learn new stuff within the field that you love. Don't just stay stagnant. Always try to better yourself. You can always get mo better. You can always take your gift and expand it. You can, and even when you're thinking about your target, because I know that you mentioned that that young people should stick to a target market. And that's great advice when you're starting. But as you're starting with that target market, you can always expand to other people, right? Yeah. You can always broaden who you serve so that you never get bored with your passion. So just always check in with yourself. Make sure that you're still aligned with your vision and your purpose. And if you're not, if you feel like that that you no longer want to not necessarily serve that target market, just you may need to pivot or expand what you're doing, or even narrow it down. Sometimes we broaden ourselves too much and we spread ourselves too thin that we think this shouldn't be what we're doing. But sometimes you just need to reevaluate self-discovery, self-reflection, and make sure that you're not spreading yourself too thin, but you're coming right back and doing some things that are within your vision, and you're making it obtainable. Don't spread yourself. And so that does take self-discovery and always checking in with yourself. Taking care of yourself is your number one priority. And I know that I'm not saying being selfish or not thinking about other people, but I'm saying self-care is what's important, because if you're giving from an empty cup, you're not going to be good for anybody else. So you always want to make sure that you're maintaining yourself so that you can be the best that you can be for the people that you want to serve.
Wow, thank you. I just love the way you're breaking it down, because at first you started with a target, as the young people having a target. Then you were like, we should also have passion, Then you came back and like talked about like us having a focus. And now you're like, we should be creative and open, That's so good. But like, as you're being open and open to opinions, we should always come back to our main target as we're moving on. But we shouldn't limit ourselves. So since we're still young, we can always explore new opportunities, new things, new ideas. So this is so nice, and I'm really liking it. But I have one last question here, which is, can you provide practical advice for young people who are struggling to define their vision and find their purpose in life?
Absolutely.
So what are some of the practical advice can you give to us, the young people who are really struggling?
Yes. So one of the first things that you want to do when you're trying to figure out your purpose and your vision is start with, like we just talked about, self-discovery. Make sure that you understand what it is that makes you happy. Because if you don't understand your why, if you don't understand why you're doing it, so not only that you have passion for it, but why do you have that passion for it? What is the reason why you want to help someone who may be in the foster care system? Is it because you've had such a great life with your family that you see the need that has preventing other people from having that step forward? What's the reason why? Because I promise you, if you don't understand your reason why, when things get hard, and they will get hard, young people. So when things get hard and difficult, if you can't come back to that why, it's kind of like that foundation I was talking about. You have to understand your foundation. And so the very first step when creating your vision is to understand the reason why you want to impact. Everything we do, if it doesn't really impact others, then why are you doing it? So everything that we do should be an impact to other people. We're on this earth for relations, to impact, to make each other better. So your vision, your purpose should kind of follow that module. So what is the reason why your vision is going to impact someone else, and why is that important to you? So that's your very first step. It takes you to sit down, get quiet, and truly block out all the noise. Let go of social media for about 5 or 10, you know, for some time, and really do some self-discovery and understanding why this vision, why this is important. Even your purpose, when you're thinking, and go back and listen to the things I said to do to discover your purpose, which is, what do you have a passion about? What other people are saying you're good at? It's still, even though people are saying you're good at it, if you don't like to do it, then that's not your superpower. That's not your secret sauce. You're just good at it.
Yeah.
Just because someone says, you know, you're good at that, doesn't mean that gives me passion. It doesn't give me my why I want to get up every single morning. So make sure you understand why you're doing things. And when you understand why, it's going to carry you when the road gets bumpy and when it gets hard and when challenges come, because you're going to have them, but your why is going to help you to pivot. It's going to help you to those detours that you're going to have. It's going to keep you right on track, because even though you have that detour, your vision is still straight ahead. So even if you have to go to the right, you know to come on right back around to the left to get to the road that you're trying to get to, right? So always understand your why. Your why is going to help you to get to that vision.
Thank you so much for sharing all that. It has been so nice. I personally have benefited from, and I'm telling to all the young people listening to us and people who listen to the recording of this video, please just stick on your purpose. And I want to ask you, Mr. like, if you have something that you want to add and you want to tell us all the young people over the world, you have something else that you have for us this morning?
Yes, I would just like to say, do not wait to start walking in your purpose. I wish I started earlier thinking about what I love to do, thinking about what brings me joy versus what's going to make me a lot of money. Because when you're chasing the paper and not your purpose, you tend to get overwhelmed, depression will happen, you're never truly fulfilled. So do not allow money to dictate the direction that you're going to go. Always go with what's going to bring you joy, because that joy that you have, whether or not, you know, success is just irrelevant. When it comes to money, money comes and goes. You can make money, you're gonna lose money, just have that in your mind. You're going to lose money. You're going to make money. It's always going to be there. But the impact that you have on this world is going to be everlasting. That's legacy making. And so as young people, nothing gets done without a young person pushing it, without a young person deciding they're going to step into their purpose and they're going to walk in their purpose. That's when you truly make an impact on the world. This entire world is a big puzzle, and we all have unique pieces. But the question is, are you going to take your piece and place it so that you can make an impact? So go out there and make a change. We need everybody to do their part.
Yeah, that's very true. So thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's the morning hours here in Arizona. Thank you so much. We're so happy and excited. Just so that you are our first guest for Global One Voice Empowerment Network, and we are so excited, and we hope that we'll continue having more discussions with you, and so that you can continue impacting more youth. So to all the youth, all the people listening to us this morning, Ms. Terry is so awesome, and she has taught us how to, we should always, when we understand something in this world, we should always have passion, and we should do what's making us happy. And also, we should have reasons as why we're doing. We should not just have the passion, it's not enough, but let's have enough reasons. Let's throw our foundation. Let's have our targets. And let's also do something that can impact other people, because I believe that in this world, we are meant to be with other people. We are meant to coexist. So we will always have to find something that can help us also like impact other people's lives, and it will always make us happy. Just imagine if you impact. She's a CEO and she's impacting over about 4,000 people all over the world. This is so nice. It's so amazing, and we are so happy about that. And also, like, I'm challenging you, the young people, start something right now. If you start right now, it's not too late. You can always start, and you always impact so many, and so many people will always benefit from that. So we are ending our live right now, and I hope that we'll continue having more discussions with you. We are so happy, and we really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining, guys.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Have a good day.
You too. And everyone can follow me on all social media platforms at Tari Donaldson.